as we look back on the 45th anniversary of the Soweto uprisings. In Durban, in KwaZulu-Natal, the LGBTI community staging a march for justice in KwaMakutu in the south of Durban. And this follows the murder of a 28-year-old, Anele Bengu. In an incident believed to be linked to hate crime, her bruised body was discovered at a ditch near a school in the Durban South community in the early hours of Sunday. We have seen a spate of violent crime, hate crimes against the LGBTQI plus community over the past few weeks. Extremely concerning indeed. And Nkosikona Duma, EWN reporter, is watching that one first. And Nkosikona, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. What's happening today in this march?
Good afternoon, Mandy. Well, the LGBTI community is saying, while the rest of the country is celebrating Youth Day, they are calling for justice because there's been this spate of killings against members of the LGBTI community. And we saw the gruesome murder on Saturday evening of Anele Bengu. They're saying that they strongly believe that this matter had to do with a hate crime. And maybe, Mandy, it's fair for me to just give a bit of a background. So Anele Bengu left home on Friday evening to go to sleep over at a friend's house ahead of a church event on Saturday. We understand that that event was supposed to be followed up by a gathering at a friend's house. At that house, Mandy, there was an apparent disagreement. We are told that it had to do with her sexuality. She opted to leave that house very late in the evening, and she was followed by men, Mandy, and that's when we heard the gruesome, what followed after that was an alleged rape. After that, we are told, and this is may come very harsh for sensitive listeners, but we hear that her stomach was allegedly cut open, Mandy, and her throat was slit. She was discovered on Sunday morning in the state. Mandy, if I should add more developments into the story, one of the men who was last seen with Anele Bengu allegedly committed suicide on Tuesday, and another fled the community, but his house was burned on Tuesday.
Sure, what a harrowing story in Nkosikona, really concerning. We know that this is just the latest in what has been a spate of violent crime, hate crimes against the LGBTQI plus community, hence the march today. What have officials been saying about this? What are the people partaking in that march today? What are they saying about it?
Well, on the question of authorities, the MEC for Social Development in KwaZulu-Natal visited the family yesterday. Eyewitness News was there. She said that they are going to offer psychosocial support, so they're going to be sending a team of social workers to assist the family with counseling. But the family is saying that they're desperate for answers because they are not clear as to what happened. They condemn what happened, saying that nobody deserves to die the way their daughter, Anele, died. They've described her as a fun-loving person, as someone who was loved by people, Mandy. And this was evidenced, really, by the throngs, crowds of people who were gathering outside her home to really pay their last respects yesterday. Members of the LGBTI community were also there. They're saying that enough is enough. The police must actually play their role. That the killing of LGBTI people should be now a priority crime, and it should be looked at deeply. They're saying that they've actually counted 11 bodies, Mandy, since February last year, of people who have been killed merely for existing as members of the LGBTIQ community. They're saying that national minister Peggy Tshwele needs to be as enthusiastic about this matter as he is seen being enthusiastic about, say, for example, enforcing lockdown regulations, particularly on the issue of alcohol, Mandy.
Nkosikona Duma, EWN reporter in Durban, where that protest march is happening today. The LGBTQI plus community marching for the right to live this Youth Day.